We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in once again to the Buffs Insider, a weekly podcast here at the University of Colorado. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, Neil Welk of CUBuffs.com. And contrary to all the media reports, and I know it was crazy out there the last couple of days, it's not Neil that we're putting out the pasture. It's Ralphie 5 that we're putting out the pasture. I joke, just a kid with you. But that was the big news this week, that Ralphie 5 is going to be put out the pasture. We're going to have her for the November 23rd game with Washington. We've kind of seen it coming the last couple of weeks that she hasn't run for the USC that game, and then, of course, the Stanford game last week. But Ralphie 5's run as the Buffalo, the mascot for the Buffs, is over.
You know, and what a great career. I mean, how many other Buffs do you know of that finished their career averaging about 300 yards a game rushing?
You know? That's pretty good, actually.
I mean, that, and her yards per carry is pretty doggone, too.
So. Fantastic. Did you see the video? Somebody, I think Buffs Compliance found it and put it out the other day. And I remembered the event, but I forgot there was a video of it. And that's when Zim and I are doing the spring game in 2008. Eric Bieniemy is with us in the booth. We're talking to him. And all of a sudden, Sim's asking a question. I interrupt and said, fellas, look what's going on here. Ralphie had gotten loose. It was her first time she'd ever run kind of in a game setting. One of the great memories for Ralphie.
Oh, yeah, and I still remember the handlers kind of circling and saying, okay, who's going to be the first one to run up there and grab that harness? Because she was spunky. And I think, you know, what a great career she had. And the great thing is now she's got a great life ahead. Yeah. She's got a great pasture, great ranch to live on. She's going to have better feed than you and I for the rest of her life.
You know, that's the thing. And you and I both get asked about it all the time. And for people that are ever concerned, you're right. I mean, she will live like a queen now for the remainder of her days on God's green earth here. And so now we get to look forward to a brand new Ralphie, which is always kind of a neat experience with the training process of John Graves and what the Ralphie handlers do. And I think what we've seen the last couple of days, though, Neil, it really makes the point, or drives home the point, about what she means to Buff Nation, because the outpouring of love and emotion has been phenomenal the last few days.
Oh, she is, I still say, arguably the most well-known mascot in college sports. Yeah. I mean, she is obviously the most live, obviously most well-known live mascot, does a great job, and attracts attention wherever she goes. People show up early to watch her run. And so, yeah, I think it still shows what a great tradition it is.
You've been around here longer than I have, but now my 16th season. And I've been disappointed the last couple of home games, obviously, because as we're sitting in the booth, and generally her run will come about the time we're wrapping up and going to commercial break, and there's a sponsor read, cinch jeans that goes along with it. But to this day, that, to me, is the signal that Colorado football is about ready to begin, and I stand there and watch her run into that northwest corner of the stadium. I'm like a kid every time it happens, 16 years into doing it.
Goosebumps. I mean, I honestly, especially the first game of the year when you know college football is starting and you watch Ralphie run, to this day, and I don't know how many times I've seen her run, but to this day I still get goosebumps when that first game comes out and she does her run. Okay, college football here is here, Colorado football is here. here, everything's pretty good in the world.
I'm with you. Well, again, we're going to honor her. She's going to be as a spectator at the game on November 23rd. That's senior day as well. It'll be Ralphie Day when the Buffaloes entertain the Washington Huskies for the final home game of 2019. So we'll look forward to that. All right, let's switch to football right now. How about your Colorado Buffaloes? They snap a five-game losing streak. Pretty good week for Mel Tucker. I got a chuckle out of your tweet the other day. I mean, he had a huge recruiting weekend, as we well know. But getting that win and the way they did it and the way that defense played against Stanford, I thought was fantastic.
Boy, that was a Mel Tucker game. That was a Mel Tucker game. That was Stanford has a reputation across the nation as a physical, tough, well-coached football team. Don't make mistakes. Big, tough guys in the trenches. And Colorado out-Stanforded Stanford. Yeah. Is that a word? Out-Stanforded?
It is now.
I just made it. So, and that was the kind of game that Mel Tucker loves. I mean, they lined up and they punched him. Fourth quarter, 2 6-minute drives to get the game tying field goal and then the winning field goal. That was a Mel Tucker game. And after that was over, you could tell he was just a little bit more happy to have that kind of game, and that's how it came out.
Yeah, he was emotional. We talked to him on the Colorado Football Network afterward, and he was getting choked up as we wrapped up the interview. I think he was so proud of his team, number one. Number two, and Coach Barnett, being that he's been in that position, he said, Mark, when you get yourself into a 3-4-5-game losing streak, you don't think you're ever going to see another win. And he says, so there's emotion that comes out about that. But I think there was a sense of pride by Mel. He talked about it this week. He said this team is starting to accept and understand and react to the culture change, the message we've been trying to drive home.
And that's a big deal. Five-game losing streak, really easy for a team to say, hey, you know what, let's just go ahead and let's check this one in. You know, December's coming. We can get ready for next year. And this team didn't check it in, and they came back out. They played a very good game. All three phases, special teams, offense, defense, all played well. And more importantly, they played with some emotion, and they played with some toughness. And I think that's what pleased Mel Tucker last week, was that team came out and played with some emotional toughness, and that made the difference in the game.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You and I were here just before we started recording. We're standing and talking with Tyson Summers, the defensive coordinator, and I think he's got a reason to be proud, because that defense, when you consider how they've been holding that thing together with duct tape and baling wire and all the injuries and all the youth and on and on and on, to do what they did. Now, this isn't an incredibly explosive offense that Stanford has, but still, they've won a lot of football games. They've won more, in fact, Pac-12 football games since 2011 than anybody else, by the way. It's a heck of a program. And to do what they did to hold Stanford to the lowest opponent output that we've seen this season, I think it speaks a lot to what's going on internally, how these guys have bought in, as we're talking about, and how they're still on board and still fighting.
Exactly. You said that, how they bought in and how they're still on board. A lot of young guys out there. I mean, I asked Tyson, you know, earlier Thursday, I said, when was the last time you started two true freshmen at corner? And he looked at me and goes, well, I guess there's always a first time for everything, you know. And that's what they were doing out there. But I tell you what, those kids are playing tough, and they are teaching them. A kid like Darian Rakestraw, who started the season, you know, down on the depth chart, he's starting now, comes up with a big interception the other day. They're teaching, they're coaching them up, and I think it's just a sign that this program is going in the right direction, Mark.
You know, I think about my 16 seasons here, and in one of the most physical great plays that will always be a signature for me is Lawrence Vickers blowing up a CSU Ram on the goal line and tossing him aside, running into the end zone. That's just one of those iconic moments that I'll remember for the rest of my career. I think we can add fourth down and one. Give the ball on a jet sweep to Laviska Shenault, and the safety's name was Head. I think he's got a sore head after this one, because he just blew that kid up. That's another one of those plays I can remember for a long time.
The kid from Stanford did everything right. Yep. Came up on the play, read the play perfectly, got in the hole, and then genetics took over. And LaVisca just ran him over. That's certainly that's a great play. And that that speaks a lot about Laviska Shenault too. And I've had people say, "Oh, Laviska looks like he's checking it in," and this and that and the other. Laviska doesn't have to be out there. Laviska could be saying, "Hey, look, I'm hurt. I'm going to shut it down. I'm getting ready for the NFL draft." Instead, he said on fourth down, "I want the ball. Yep. Give me the ball. Let me make a play." And they gave him the ball, and he made a play. And so that kind of stuff carries throughout the whole team. Mm-hmm. And I think that was just another example of the culture that Mel Tucker is building here.
Special teams. I thought Alex Kenny was phenomenal the other day. The way he flipped. Well, both those punters were the Sanborn kid as well. Those two punters kept flipping the field on each other. And so you had that going on. And then with Evan Price, I was going to say Davis, that's the older brother. The younger brother, the redshirt freshman, to step in and to make two kicks like he did in pressure situations was huge.
Oh, calm. Calm, cool, and collected. Walked out there, and we asked him later. I said, "Well, what's going through your mind?" And he said, "All I wanted to do was treat it like a practice. Just kick it like I do in practice, not think about anything else." And that was a special moment for that young man, and something that will pay dividends down the line for him. Something that, you know, he's not going to face any bigger situation than that. So that was a good deal for him. And again, complimentary football. Alex Kinney, that was a throwback game, Mark. 16-13, pounding in the trenches, you know, field position, every play counts, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yep, good stuff. And by the way, Evan Price was named the Pac-12 Special Teams Player of the Week, and Arlington Hambright, the left tackle, was named the Offensive Lineman of the Week in the Pac-12. Again, it's a bye week, so Buffs are off tomorrow, and we got a little basketball we'll talk about here momentarily. But then next week, they got Senior Day. We talked about the game we'll honor Ralphie as well. November 23rd, we don't have a game time on it yet. It was left to that six-day window. We'll find out on Sunday when the Buffs will take on the Huskies at Folsom Field. Of course, then they wrap up the week after, the Saturday after Thanksgiving at Utah. All right, tomorrow night, a little bit of basketball. Number 25, Colorado. How about that? First time since 2014, the Buffs have been ranked number 25, Colorado, in San Diego. But an awful impressive win last Friday night as they took down Arizona State and China.
Big win. Very nice win. Just showed the depth that they have, showed the veteran leadership that they have. Arizona State comes back, ties it up at 59, and then who takes over the game? Well, pretty easy to figure that one out. McKinley Wright takes over the game, you know, brings Tyler Bay into the equation, and all of a sudden Colorado pulls back out, goes up by 6 or 7, you know, and takes care of it down the stretch, and that's just what this team is. Mark, the thing I'm really excited about is this is going to be a great Pac-12. Oregon is good, Washington is good, Arizona is good, SC is good, Colorado is good. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this team as the season progresses.
Yeah, when you watch this Colorado basketball team, there's really not a real weakness on this squad. I thought it was great to see Maddox Daniels come in and hit some threes. That's what they brought him in for. They were plus 14, I think it was, rebounding. Not too many turnovers, had 18 turnovers, but they'll work on that. That game tomorrow night is an 8 o'clock game. The Buffs in San Diego will hit the air at 7:30. Scott Wilkie and I with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. We'll tip it off just after 8 o'clock at the Colorado Basketball Network. And you can catch that in Denver at 850 KOA. Before we wrap up here, how about Danny Sanchez making the NCAA tournament after not making it a year ago, getting back into the dance, and they'll play tomorrow?
You know, a big year for Danny's team, and I think Danny Sanchez is a really underrated coach as far as what he does year in, year out in the Pac-12, toughest conference in the nation, and great to see him get a home game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without question. So, congratulations. They'll take on UNC on Saturday at Prentice Field in the opening round of the soccer NCAA tournament. That's Neil Welk, CUBuffs.com. What are you going to do on your Saturday off, by the way?
Cover a basketball game.
Oh, that's right, just like I am. That's Neil Welk, CUBuffs.com. Check out his coverage at the website. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us this week on the Buffs Insider.